This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 31. Servant hospitality. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What does greatness look like? People are drawn to celebrities. I can remember times when I've been able to shake the hand of a celebrity, feeling my heart race and fumbling over my words. Fame tends to distort our perception of the qualities we should admire and aspire toward. It's always refreshing to see people who are able to remain humble, even though they've reached great heights in their life. It's also rare. If anyone deserves celebrity treatment, it was Jesus. Yet that isn't what happened. Instead, Jesus came to show us what true greatness really looks like and what true greatness does. Jesus' ministry on earth was a ministry of humble service. There was nothing pretentious about him. He didn't expect special treatment. He didn't chase after fame. In fact, on more than one occasion, he told others to remain quiet about what they'd seen him do or hear him say. What we learn from Jesus by his example is the importance of putting the needs of others ahead of our own. Our life is not about the pursuit of comfort or recognition. On the contrary, in pursuing God's purposes, our life is second. This is one characteristic about Jesus that we can and should imitate. We're never more like Jesus than when we're serving others. Pray with me. Father, in our desire to be more hospitable, create in us a heart that aims to serve others in Jesus' name. May we discover that true greatness is not in fame or position, but in humble service. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.